through the league, Tom, they sort of evolved through the league and they developed that system. And look, Tom, you have to face facts, and no disrespect to these teams. When we played Derry, we were capable of playing that type of system. Derry walked through us and got a goal. We played Antrim again, no disrespect to Antrim. We were able to do it again, and Antrim managed a few goals. But whenever we were playing Donegal, Tom, everybody in the county knew the capabilities of Donegal, especially their forwards set up. And, you know, the fact that the half-back line is just a running half-back, and they run through us. So, you know, I spoke to you, maybe to you about it before. I thought that they should have reverted back to what got him through last year's campaign, basically. And he didn't do it, and we ended up, really, in my opinion, getting embarrassed by it, by our weakness up front. So, and then reversed back to it against Longford. So I just don't understand what he's thinking is here. You know, what's going to happen tomorrow? Is he going to set up the same ways? It's going to be strange to see, but whatever way he sets up, Tom, as I said earlier, this is a big game for Tyrone and for Mickey. Obviously, the same for Kane O'Neill and for Kane. The same thing applies. These two managers have something to prove here. The loser, probably, Tom, will be under pressure in their seat. And, you know, at the end of the day, they both... I know that Mickey's position is tenuous, really, at this stage, the way things have been working out. So it's a big game for them.
In fairness to Mickey Hart, and he has the record to prove it, he's dug them out of holes before.
He has indeed, Tom, he has. But at the end of the day, you know, the pundits and everybody were talking this team up at the start of the year. And
well, the start of the year is the second best team in the country.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden, Tom, you know, we're mediocre enough against Derry, and we weren't that impressive against Antrim, to be fair. And Donegal wiped us off the field. So if I was a neutral looking at Tyrone at the minute, and if you had any knowledge looking at football, you wouldn't be that impressed with Tyrone. I'm not impressed at the minute about what's going on with them, the way they're playing. Yes, we have plenty of good players. There's players there at the time that are capable of doing things. But it just seems very, very strange the way things are at the minute with them. And again, this is not the first time I've spoken to you about the strange ways that Mickey does these things. Mm-hmm. But look, he could go out on Sunday, he can go out against Kildare and you know, pull out one of the best performances of the year again. So that's capable of he's capable of doing that. But at the end of the day, I think he still needs to settle down with his team, Tom. He needs to settle down with the 15 and give them lads the confidence where they're at. You know, if you look at the likes of the way the full forwards going, like with McShane and Matty Donnelly, them boys need to settle into that role that they've got, Tom. Like, you know, like I know myself as a footballer, you need to settle in and be confident with what you're doing. But if you're going to that match, Tom, with this notion that I might not be starting here, like that's not the way to start your game. So a lot of Tyrone people are looking at it and thinking, what is he doing here? Why is he doing these kind of things that are sort of leaving these lads that they're not sure of their position, you know?
So
that's the way it is, Tom. It's funny, like.
Is it fair to assume that they probably will go the more defensive route tomorrow, because it's obviously a matter of going to Dodge and getting out of Dodge with a win?
I name a few players, like the Flynn, Tyrrell, McCormick. Them lads are all very good forwards. The forwards will walk on any team in Ireland. So we're up against it again defensively. You know, unless we go like Cork did last week. Like Cork, in my opinion, against Kerry last week, they went very, very defensive. But they went man-to-man, Tom. They played old-school football, and everybody was man-to-man. Have we the players to do that? I don't know. I wouldn't be that convinced at the minute that we have them kind of players. Like, you know, when we watched the Donegal pro match, you know, there was, you know, the likes of Murphy there wasn't a hand put on him for most of the match. McHugh was getting plenty of space, and then obviously the man of the match got so much room, it was unreal. So I don't know, Tom, have we the capabilities of going to that system? I don't know. I think Mickey needs to look at his team, and you have to face your facts, Tom. You have to face that and say, look, here's our capabilities. Are we able to do this? I don't know if he's doing that. He's basing a lot of stuff maybe that went on in the league and against Derry, against Antrim. The bottom line is, Tom, that we're now at the latter stages of the championship. You know, if he wants to get himself into a position of being in the Super 8s, we need to sort of, as the man says, hold on to what you have. And defensively, Tom, that's how Tyrone have been doing it all along. A lot of people will be critical of Throne and they say that Throne punch above their weight. You know, as good as them, I don't know. I can't say it is, but at the end of the day, look.
I know squads are very tight and there's very little coming out of them now. Are you getting any sense of, is there confidence in the squad or is there a lack of confidence in the squad?
Well, Tom, when I look at Throne, my biggest criticism of the Throne team at the minute would be the lack of leaders that we have there. And whether that's down to the way Mickey has the team set up, that he seems to have the team that they're all part of a team and there's nobody really leads or does anything. I think, like, when you look at the great teams, like you look at what Donegal done against us and like, when you look at that Kerry team, you have leaders in it, O'Shea and Alexis Murphy playing for Donegal and even Alexis McHugh. Like, Tom, they're the players who lead by example. Throne seem to lack that. They don't seem to have anybody that can take a game but the scruff and lead and give an example. Now, whether that's down to the fact that we haven't got leaders or whether that's down to the system that Mickey seems to have and the team, I don't know. It's again, you need to get sort of up close and personal what's going on in there. But that just seemed, when I look on, I seem to think that's what's going on at the moment. They seem to lack this leadership that's required to take you past or take you over the line, you know. So there's a lot of beating till there could put us back to where we need to be, but
there's a general consensus that Kildare haven't been playing that all that well this year either. But their season kind of took off at this stage last year too.
It did indeed, Tom. They beat me all last year, so exactly right. I spoke on it earlier that Keenan Neal he's in the same similar position. Like, his team's sort of they're functioning only in a few cylinders, and they're not flying. And you know, to beat Throne tomorrow, Tom could set them up and quite easily could be sitting in the Super 8s, you know, depending on who they get maybe in the next round. And Throne are in the exact same situation, Tom. We're no better off than Kildare are. We're in no better position. Like, as you said earlier, you know, punters are putting us in the top three. We're now sitting, Tom, in my opinion, well down the list. We're down, you know, 6, 7, 8, whatever the case may be. And we're down there with Kildare. We're having to get ourselves back into it. And again, as I say, it depends what happens against Kildare, whether we can do it. And, you know, if we're beat against Kildare, Tom, the knives will be out for Mickey, and that's the way it'll be. And unfortunately, that's the way football is.
Tell me, if Mickey puts out the best team available to him and play to their potential, and Kildare say, come up, play to their potential, who's going to win that game?
Tom, if Throne are set up the way, like, for instance, if I was the manager and they were set up the way I would like to see them set up, I would have no doubt that we could beat them, honestly. But Tom, he has to be careful with like, he played young Ben McDonald. Like, Tom, he's not ready for that level of football. Play that young boy from Galway as well. These lads are just not ready for that level. Like, as I say, he played 5 first-timers against Donegal. You know, lads that are new to championship football, Tom, are not. You can't put them into a game like Kildare on Sunday or tomorrow, today. You can't do it, Tom. It's not on. These boys have to, Tom, be around the block a few times to know this Kildare team. Because the Kildare, Tom, are not the team that is going to be easy pushed around. We go to Newbridge, Tom, they're not going to be pushed around. And, you know, it's a sellout. So it's going to be a tough situation to get into, Tom. You know, we're going to Kildare, and they're going to be, you know, the crowd's going to be behind them. Everything's going to be against us, in my opinion. So we need to have probably the best team out this year, Tom, that we've had out all year. It needs to come out. And if they were out, Tom, out of, you asking your question, not a problem. I think we have the capabilities of beating Kildare.
And one other big game, well, there's obviously all the big games for the counties involved. The other big game is Mayo and Armagh. A lot of people swinging Armagh on this one. It's a big one to go to Castlebar and beat Mayo. How do you see it?
I suppose, Tom, I've seen Armagh playing, and in fairness, McGinney has done a great number on them. They've come back to what, you know, Armagh football's about. You know, that determination and that skill that they have is coming through again. They've unearthed, you know, young O'Neill and young Burns. Them boys have all come in, and they've made an amazing transformation to them. They're playing well, Tom. But look, Tom, to be honest now, and again, this is just my personal opinion. You know, when I look at Dublin, you see Dublin to be the All Ireland champions this year. That's the way everybody's looking at it. There's two teams, in my opinion, Tom, that are going to be fighting to get in a semi final. and possibly even beating Dublin. And one of them, Tom, is Mayo. The other is Donegal. I fancy Donegal maybe to go all the way, but they're not in the same section as Dublin. But I think Mayo, Tom, are still there. They're there, thereabouts. The players are back. They obviously suffered a blow this week with the injury.
But to Gerald O'Connor, yeah.
Yeah, and his brother's back, coming back. So, you know, there's a replacement there. So, Tom, and O'Shea's playing well again. They're all playing well. I think, Tom, this Mayo team, personally, I think this Mayo team, probably under the new management too, Tom, they're going to be a different squad, different setup this year. And am I going to Mayo this weekend, Tom? To be honest with you, it's great to see Armagh back again. I think it's great for Ulster football that they're back, you know, competing at that higher level again. I just don't think they have the capabilities of going to Mayo and beating them this weekend now, to be honest with you.
And finally, before we go, is it going to be Tyrone or Kildare?
Tyrone will win it, to be honest with you. I think they'll win it. But there's a lot of unrest in Tyrone. As I keep telling you, Tyrone people nowadays expect to win All-Ireland, Tom, and the loss against Dublin of Donegal was a bitter pill to swallow, and that gets tougher to swallow the closer you get to living to Donegal for people like ourselves, you know. But at the end of the day, Tom, Tyrone need to be at their tops against Kildare. They need to have the best players on, and they need to have the right system going, Tom. But there is such a thing as nowadays as a system. Tyrone need to be able to defend as they did before. People don't like to see that blanket defence. But look, if you look at the way Donegal set up against Tyrone, they were prepared to bring men behind the ball, Tom, when they had to do it. And we were sitting back, you know, trying to mark man to man and stuff, and we got an awful lesson. So listen, Tom, I think Tyrone can go and beat Kildare. I think we're strong enough. We have the players to do it. The system we have up front with Matty Donnelly and these lads up front with them, I think we were good enough to have that system going, and the players can get scores on the board. But it's not going to be an easy task, Tom. Going to Newbridge won't be easy, but at the end of the day, I still think we're capable of doing it.